Last day.
Yeah.
Ittham bhagavato gopya shrutva vachah upesalah jahur virajam tapam tadango upachitashishah. Actually, I'm telling about Vaishnava Jiva Goswami and Vri. He is telling that in this Ras Lila, especially in this chapter, Sukhdev Goswami is telling Mahatma or Mahima, Mahima means glorifying this Ras Lila, and telling that gopis are so much
exalted.
Then even Lakshmi, Rukmini Shaktabhama, and all kinds of Lakshmi. What to tell? Goddesses Aspara and worldly beautiful ladies. And he is telling that Ras Lila is best pastime of Krishna and Gopi. Anywhere described in Vedic books, epics, Upanishads, Purans, anywhere this pastime Ras Lila is not explained as Sukhdev Goswami has explained in this Bhagavata. Especially, it is not worldly lust. Krishna is master of Atmaram and Aptakam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Aptakam than Krishna also. Krishna has some wishes for himself to taste, but gopis have no taste at all, no smell of taste. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than gopis. And when we see gopis, then it seems that gopis are more superior than Krishna. Who is superior? It cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of gopis, and gopis wants the happiness of Krishna. They are told also that this Ras Lila is Vijay. Vijay means victory upon calm. Brahma, Narad, Indra, Shankar, all were defeated by calm. All defeated. Here in this Ras Lila, it is shown that Kam with his whole sena, army attacked on Krishna. With so many good bumps and everything. But yet he was defeated. Brahma was defeated in a moment. Shankar was also defeated, not by Kam, but yet by Kam, by Mohini Roop. But Krishna, so pleasant, cool air on the bank of Yamuna, and everything was helpful for Kamdev, and lakhs of Kishori gopis, and they were trying, they were not trying, but Kam was trying to defeat Krishna, and gopis also. But here, Kam was fully defeated, because Krishna unko dikhla diya, showed it, that he became out of sight, leaving all gopis waiting there. When they were dancing and doing all these things, no bell here, but yet Krishna left them and vanished them. All were praying, but yet to grant the wrath, but he vanished. So it is defeat of Kam here. Whether this Kam be here, of here, this mortal world, or anywhere. Secondly, Ras Lila is the best Lila of Krishna pastime, that he fulfills everything of gopis, and gopis fulfill the wishes of Krishna here. And in Ras Lila, the Ras Lila was going on for a Brahmaratri, no? Brahmaratri, one kalpa, no? And it finished as if it was in a moment finished. No? Neither Krishna nor gopis, anyone could not understand that how it passed away. Bijli nahi chali gayi. No, don't try. Don't try. In this lila, all the pastimes, what has been described in Govinda Lila Mrita or Krishna Bhavanamrita or the books of Krishna Karanamrita, Kabi Karnapur, everything has come out. Everything is there. Hindol Lila, you know, was singing pastime. Boat, touring in boat, Jalkeli, marriage, false marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what pastimes have been done in this lila. So this is combination of all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. So this is best lila, best pastimes of Krishna and Gopi. It is only only for the devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, not for others. To remember, it will come as a chain, this lila, not by trying anything for that. We will try, but this lila will not come. But for them, as a chain, it will come. So, it is for the devotees, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotees like Shankar, devotees like Parvati, and devotees like more advanced than them. Uttam Mahabhagavata. It will not come in Kanishta Uttam. They can only try and pray for this Leela. Madhyam can something as it will come in their heart. And Uttam Adhikari, that is like chain, it will come. And only those persons who have achieved the prema, they have left this physical body and everything, no smell of any anartha, and having the taste for this, like Roop, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjaris only, or Sakhi. Only they can test and they can join this in the Ras Leela. Shankar tried for this Leela to enter. Arjun tried, they failed. They were expelled from that place. So we should imagine how this Ras Leela is. So, he is telling that ittham, first word is ittham. Ittham means like this. Ittham means like this. What this? Like, as he has told in last chapter. What he has told? Supesalah Bachah Supesalah Gopis heard the Bachah Supesalah. Bachah means so sweet words of Krishna. Not only sweet, Supesalah. Supesalah means this is outward meaning. Supesala. In meaning, they have given any word?
Most charming.
This is out artificial meaning. Supesala means to make like this. What is? No words for in English for this word, supesala. Only you have to understand. Supesala means you know avahitta? Avahitta, you know? You not remember. You know? Hidden mood. Or to sell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. And so sweet. No? Krishna told them, Gopi, why you came here? this is to pay salaha. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden, so many meanings. Why you came here? What is the meaning? Krishna wants that you should say me frankly, why you have come? Can they say this? Why they have come? They cannot. If you are there and Krishna is telling, why you have come? Can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be openly told why they have come. Gopis ask Krishna, why you have called? Only they told, why you have called me? Krishna can tell openly why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and fact that anyone cannot say. But both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna is also knowing. Why Krishna has called and why they have come. They are silent. And these things are to pay salaha. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things. By hearing this, so many moods are coming like waves, coming and falling and again coming and falling. So many moods are coming constantly, these moods. Gopis are thinking, Krishna is telling, Krishna is some muskura rahe, smiling something. Pagadi bane kya tayar? Ekhane aste para, okhane boshe jete para. Ah, tum aaj to 50 baar kar suna. Jaga acha tum boshe para. O kaadya ne jaga rana korte.
Dig
nai?
Ekhon dilo
dilo. O bole dau rana korte. তুমি চলে আসো, ওখানে আমার কোনো ওয়ার্ড দরকার হলে বলে দিবি। গোপিস টু আস্ক হাই ইউ কল, বাট দে নট টোল্ড আটারিং, দে টোল্ড বাই আইজ অনলি। কৃষ্ণ স্পিক্স, দে আর নট আনসারিং বাই মাউথ, বাট দে আর by their posture of face, eyes, and the color of face in changing in this, by love, by affection, all things. Krishna tells, oh, you are silent? Vekana kartali ke bajai chala gaya. বলো যে ধীরে ধীরে বলো। দেন কৃষ্ণ ইজ টেলিং, ও ইউ হ্যাভ কাম টু সি মি। গোপিজ আর সম হোয়াট এট দ্যাট টাইম হিয়ারিং দিস ট্রাই টু স্মাইল, বাট দে অবজার্ভ ইন দেমসেলফ। Why Krishna is telling all these things? What is this? We are watching the mood of Krishna. Why he is telling us? He is testing me, testing us, or what his idea is? They are watching me. Then Krishna told that, oh yes, you have seen me. Now you should return. You have come comfortably. Swagatam. Swagatam. Why you have come? Oh, I think there must be some disturbance in Braja. That is why you have come upset. Krishna sir, and become so pleasant. The ornaments in this necklace was there. And some of them have one eye's kajal, not in other side. Their bells were dragging in earth, and they were upset. So Krishna is telling that, oh, anything anamayam in Braja. Anamayam means disturbance. Perhaps any demon has come and disturbed Braja. Is this the fact? Gopis are not there. Then he asked, we have come to see the beautiful scenery of Prakriti. Prakriti? Nature. Oh, Jamuna is flying so up. Cool breeze. Cuckoos are singing in fifth. Mayus, copious peacocks are dancing. Beli, chameli, jui, kadamba. Mixing all fragrance. Coming so sweet. And full moon is covering whole Prakriti, nature. It seems that Prakriti, the moon, is making bath of all these things in his golden light. So you have seen, now you should go. They were silent. Again he told that you should at once return to your home. No? Because your husband are waiting for you. They have not taken their prasadam. Cocks are crying to take milk, and cows are doing hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are feeling uneasiness. So you should have gone. Gopis are only hearing from eyes not far from here. It means, what is the meaning? They are not listening from here, but only hearing from eyes. What Krishna is telling, not going inside. Only they are watching the face and moods of Krishna. These are supesala. These are sweet words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going and serving your husband, it will be a very bad scene. In this world also and that world also. The person will abuse you. And it is certainly a very bad scene. Whether the husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, he cannot do anything, ugly, yet women should serve their husband. All this was done. And they were thinking, these are very sweet, gopis are thinking, why Krishna is telling? Modes are coming and going. These are special vacha. After that, when Uddhava came, Krishna met anyhow to gopis. After that, gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go away. Then Krishna told that I have not told so to go. I have not told you, and you have told. What I have told? That to go away, the night is dark. No? There are both, there are so many wildly beasts, and you should serve your husband. Krishna told, flatly he refused, I have not told so. I told Aghor Ratri. No? Aghor Ratri means a lightning night, mani Purna Chandra. I told, not Ghor but Aghor I told. And Aghor beast means only deer, only
cargo.
And only my peacocks, kokil are there. I have not told. And I have told you that you should serve your husband. Who is your servant? Husband. Because I am husband, of a whole, not only to you, of whole world, whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I am husband of all. So I only to serve that husband, that myself. So these are two pieces of words. Again, Krishna told. Gopis asked so many questions, 9 questions, 3 questions, you know. Gopis asked. What Krishna answered was also superficial, sweet, but crooked words. Very pleasant words. No? Krishna told in answer the substance and sar and substance of that only, that I have not gone anywhere leaving you. I cannot leave you. I was with you, but you are not here. Because you are blind in affection and love. I was there with you to hear you all. But not in front, I was in back. But in back, you have no time to see in back and here and there. So I was not anywhere else. I was not oversight and out of sight. And especially for this act of your kindness. And settled forever. And this only sweet word conquered gopis. Gopis wanted to conquer Krishna. What is the another word conquered?
Defeat.
Defeat Krishna. But gopis told, by this word you have actually defeated us. Because we wanted to defeat you by that you are what?
Akritagya.
Or Guru Druhi. And especially Krishna told the second thing. What? That if anyone loves or not loves, but if anyone loves them, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yet they love them. And in this category there are two first.
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parents. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. Whether I do love or not, you love me. So I am debted to you forever. And especially you have, by word, you have agreed. You have confessed that I am ready. So these words are superficial. And hearing these words, Ittam Bhagavato. Bhagavato, from Bhagavan, from Bhagavata Krishna, Bhagavataha, from Krishna. Here, Sukhdev Goswami is telling this word. Gopis are not telling. So, Sukhdev Goswami is using this word. Realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan, he is saying that Krishna has become less and less and thousands of as gopi were. Sukhdev Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much.